34. Romeo and Juliet. Exercises 2 and 3.
Who is that girl over there?
I don't know.
She's beautiful. I'm going to talk to her. Would you like to dance?
I'd love to.
Juliet!
I'm sorry. My mother wants to talk to me.
Who is your mother?
Lady Capulet.
You mustn't dance with that boy.
Why not?
He is from the family that your father hates. He is Romeo Montague. Later, Romeo waits and listens outside Juliet's bedroom because he wants to see her.
I love Romeo, but he is a Montague and I am a Capulet. I don't want to be a Capulet if I can't be with Romeo.
Marry me, then you can be a Montague.
Romeo, what are you doing here? Do you really want to marry me?
Yes, I can speak to the friar tomorrow. We can get married in secret.
A few days after the wedding. I have some wonderful news. Your father knows a young man who wants to marry you. His name is Paris. Your father is very pleased.
They don't know I am already married to Romeo. I have to do something.
Juliet visits the friar.
I don't know what to do. It is better to die than to marry Paris.
This drink makes people sleep for a long time. I can tell your family you are dead and put you in the church. When you wake up, you can be with Romeo.
The friar writes a letter that explains everything to Romeo.
Please take this letter to Romeo. It is very important.
The man tries to deliver the letter, but Romeo is not at home because he is meeting a friend in town.
Romeo, I have got some terrible news. Juliet is dead.
I can't believe it. I must see her. I have to know if it is true.
Romeo goes to the church to find Juliet.
You are dead, but I still love you. I have some poison to drink.
Juliet wakes up.
Romeo, you are dead. There is no more poison in your bottle, but you have got a knife. I must die too.